local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. I said welcome back. Welcome back to Pensacola Right Now, but welcome to our Tuesday edition of it. There you go. Austin Price here in the studio with you.
Yeah, you kind of squirreled yourself out of that hole, didn't you?
Austin Price here in the studio with you, joined by Chris Bryan, who you just heard there. 4:11 here. We'll get things started right off the bat with some of our top stories going on today. For starters, President Biden saying that the U.S. has gone from an economic crisis to the strongest economy in the world. Speaking at the kickoff event of the Investing in America content series Tuesday, Biden touted what his administration has done since he took office to help boost the economy. The president said inflation continues to come down and there's been record small business growth. He added he signed legislation that brought chip factories back to the United States.
You know, this made me think about our broadcast on Monday. Remember how the traffic was really backed up coming off the Navarre Bridge, and we talked about that.
I do.
All throughout the afternoon.
That was nightmarish.
This made me think about this. There is a group called Preserve Navarre who is working towards the incorporation of Navarre and has filed a feasibility study and charter with the clerk of court. This is for the Florida House of Representatives. A straw vote's going to be held 8-5. It's going to be in Navarre on October 12th. And that's a, you know what date October 12th also is? Dragon boat races.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So there's a couple of things to consider.
I'm glad you remembered.
I knew October 12th was something of it. What is that? So that's exactly what it is. Anyway, the vote's going to be a non-binding vote, meaning it only serves as an indicator or support on that matter. You can vote in person at Andy D's on Gulf Boulevard, St. Sylvester Catholic Church on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That happens to be my church, by the way. And Central Navarre on Navarre Parkway.
Wow, the economy is booming, and so is Navarre. Look at that.
So is my church.
Also, we got the Escambia Board of Commissioners voting on a revised plan to beautify the Warrington area this week. District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler says that there have been several projects completed over the years, but that there is still work to do. Residents attended workshops earlier this year where they shared their ideas on cleaning up the neighborhood, and the plans have now been finalized, and a new Warrington redevelopment plan is on the agenda for the Board of County Commissioners on Thursday.
I just wish the cameras were on today. You look like an Italian trying to talk with his hands.
Pinching the fingers and everything. I always do that. Very showman-like of me.
Hey, listen, if you shoot East Johnson Avenue, a lot of people do, between Laurel Avenue and Argo Drive, it's going to be closed to through traffic beginning tomorrow, as crews are going to be installing pipe and utility lines. Detours will be in place along Kim Strand Road, Johnson Avenue, Argo Drive, Inslee Street, and Laurel Avenue. East Johnson Avenue expected to reopen by Friday.
Excellent.
That could save you some time there.
Yes. And speaking of which, thank you for mentioning the roads, Chris, because you're just in time for our first quick check at the roads and weather for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have an accident report. This is from earlier. This is on I-10. It says that it's in I-10 East, but that's right where we have some issues if you're traveling on I-10 West towards Palafox Street. If it's in the eastbound lane, it doesn't appear to be causing any backups, but we do have our typical issues on I-10 West traveling towards Palafox, so be on the lookout for that. Also, a bit more of the usual big hitters. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And Highway 90 over in Milton traveling westbound towards Glover Lane.
You could have used this thing. Okay, what streets weren't affected?
Yeah, we've got several going on here.
One more thing here. I want to throw this in here. Beginning tomorrow, make sure you remember this. Look for road changes along the Highway 29 corridor. Southbound drivers got a detour to access the 10 freeway eastbound, allowing crews to reconstruct that interchange. A lot of work being done. It's been going on for quite a while. Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound ramp is closed. US 29 northbound drivers will continue north, make a U-turn at Broad Street, and on to Highway 29 southbound to access the 10 eastbound freeway. Did that confuse you?
just a tad.
I'm totally confused on that one.
Well, I'll keep
too many of these eastbound stuff. And
it's no problem.
I leave you with the message of good luck.
I'll keep the weather simple. 85 degrees, fair skies here in Pensacola. We did have some rainfall earlier, and we're going to have a little bit more of that, about a 40% chance of thunderstorms as we get into tonight with a low of 76. Basically, the rest of the week is going to be the same way, but tomorrow is going to be a high of 87 and a low of 75 throughout your Wednesday with 60% chances of showers lingering all throughout Wednesday. Great. How about that? Alrighty. There's still time to make your voice heard regarding Pensacola's new Palafox project, which aims to completely redesign the iconic street. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that there's no official date set for closing public comments, but it will likely close soon as they need to get the project out for design. You can look at the conceptual plans online at thenewpalafox.com.
Yeah, Mayor Reeves held a presser on that one and is looking to solicit the public's input on that whole thing. So there you go. You say, well, we never get our say. Yeah, well, D.C. says go ahead, do it.
Oh, yes.
We want your input on that one. It is 417 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, Chris Bryan with you on this Tuesday. What's happening tonight, Austin? Come on.
Well, bands on the beach.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I had to dig deep into my promotions, that half of my brain. Yes.
I am going out.
Really?
Catch the second part of the show, because we get out at 7. Take me about 30, 40 minutes to get over there.
Right.
And so maybe somebody can leave me a parking space.
Yeah.
I don't have to make the hike down.
Right. Oh, that would be pretty cool if somebody did that for you, but I wouldn't hold your breath on that.
I wouldn't either.
Debate to continue among the Tourism Development Council, or the TDC, on whether a multi-million-dollar indoor sports complex would be feasible at Ashton Brosnahan Park. Of course, we touched on this yesterday. There are also traffic concerns in the area, with some believing that the roads around the park just wouldn't be up for the traffic that it could bring in. The proposed facility would be around 100,000 square feet and host events like the NAIA Soccer National Championship and the SEC Women's Soccer Championship as well, that are held at the park each year. The TDC will discuss the proposal again at a future meeting.
I love the SEC Ladies Soccer Championships that happen. Still, we talked about this on Monday, and we were trying to decide whether it was an October date, or I think it is in October.
I'm not much of a soccer guy, Chris. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's very impressive when you see all of the teams from the SEC, those big buses pull in.
Yes.
Listen, you got to be impressed by this stuff. And those ladies are absolutely awesome when they take to the field to the SEC Women's Soccer Finals. I look forward every year. You know, we didn't get a chance to touch on this, but I did want to tell you something sweet's happening in the area.
What's that?
Krispy Kreme is rocking the donut world.
Well, I would assume so.
I walked into, I think it was Publix or something. You know, they got the Krispy Kreme kiosk type thing, the little stands there.
Right.
I noticed the Krispy, and we had talked about this a few weeks ago, but they now have a flavor, Dr. Pepper flavored Krispy Kreme.
I think I've heard about that.
I saw the box. It looks pretty cool. I'm off track.
Quite.
But I'm talking. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to bring it back here. Hold on a second.
All right.
They're doing this thing with Barbie. Krispy Kreme is doing, they're teaming up to celebrate 65 years of Barbie with a new donut collection. Mm. While supplies last, you can go to one of the two Pensacola locations and snag the Barbie Krispy Kreme collection. It's in a limited edition box that includes 4 unique donuts. On Saturday, get this one. If you wear pink and visit Krispy Kreme, you got to get a free original glazed donut. Now, who says you can't get things for free anymore?
That is true. That's a very good point. By the way,
I like Krispy Kreme.
While you were going on the rant about Krispy Kreme, the positive rant.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm looking at just Vanderbilt. I just thought of an SEC team, and I'm looking at their soccer schedule from last year, and it looks like, I don't know if this is men's or women's, but it looks like they did play the SEC tournament at around late October, early November.
That's the ladies.
Yes, as I said, I don't know if this site is men's soccer or women's soccer, right. But nonetheless, it looks like you were right on that. Because I don't, it's not like women play one season and men play the other, like as far as different seasons in the year.
And I bring that up simply because of the story that we just kind of went over, the new, potentially new facility over at Ashton Brosnahan.
Right.
They need it. They absolutely need it. And I know there's some concern about some of the neighborhood traffic going through there. Let's put the economic development in perspective here.
Right.
This tournament brings serious bucks to our area. Serious bucks.
That is true.
It's here for just a week. I think we can deal with the traffic. And I'm really glad the SEC has chosen Pensacola for that tournament.
2024 SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, November 3rd to the 10th.
There you go.
There it is. All right, 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the CNN interview that Tim Walz and Kamala Harris did with Dana Bash, particularly on the topic of inflation. That's in the 5 o'clock hour if you're checking out the podcast page. Also talked with Sheriff Chip Simmons about why people steal ATMs out of convenience stores and what a crazy crime that is. Plus the retirement of Judge Gary Burgosh and how does that play for his wife's runoff election in November. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 425 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, it's just been, for the most part, our usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field are your worst looking spots. We also have some backups on Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound coming from downtown Milton and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees in Pensacola. The high is going to be 87 degrees tomorrow. Showers will linger tonight and bleed into your Wednesday, and you'll have about a 40% chance of showers tonight and 60% chance throughout your Wednesday.
I think bands on the beach looking pretty good, though.
I would hope so. I know that the roads were not looking good when I got on the when I got on them on my way here. The rain was pretty miserable.
Okay, tonight make your investment. What I'm talking about, Mega Millions, $681,336.1 million. That's your cash option. They make the drawing tonight. Then tomorrow night, Powerball, $93,045.9 million cash option going out the door. 10 o'clock drawing on both of those events. And play wisely. Good luck to you.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm actually glad you brought that up. Where was it? Let's see. Oh, man. I've got it on here on the script, but I can't find
don't
where
you
I
hate
put it.
It. Just, I mean, it could be there and then boom.
Found it. The rising cost of living is being blamed for a drop in Florida lottery sales. More than $9.4 billion worth of tickets were purchased during the last fiscal year. That's $400 million less than the previous fiscal year. The senior economist for Governor Ron DeSantis' office tells the News Service of Florida that a reduction in scratch-off sales has been influenced by the pandemic and inflation. The state's Joint Legislative Budget Commission is expected to release its financial outlook on Friday, and it will look ahead at anticipated issues for the coming years, including future lottery sales.
Okay, I just got a text here, and they wanted to know who's playing tonight at Bands on the Beach. Shenanigans. Hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage, 7 o'clock. It is Bands on the Beach tonight. Bring along those blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and the glass at home on that one.
And you typically, when you talk about Bands on the Beach, you always bring up the trolley service that they have down there.
Is it still on? They were supposed to have ended Labor Day.
Well, I'm not sure, but I know that. Wait, end for good starting Labor Day?
Listen, let me get on the phone. I'm going to call SRI and figure this one out.
All right. Well, while you're laying the groundwork for that, there's two brand new trolleys on the way to Pensacola Beach. They will replace old trolleys that were already in service. ECAT operates the beach trolleys during the summer. They are reimbursed by the Santa Rosa Island Authority for the annual operating costs. The SRIA bought the trolleys, and they are being given to the county through an operating agreement. The Escambia County Commissioners are expected to finalize the deal at their meeting this week. So that's kind of where we stand on that, I guess. I hope that answers your question, at least enough for this point in the week, wouldn't you say?
I would think so.
All right.
It's 427 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Having a pretty nice day. Did you have a good day today?
Yes, I did.
I did, too. It's one of those days that we had an impromptu meeting. Learned a lot of stuff being new on the block around here. I'm learning stuff every single day as I go along here. But, it was pretty cool. Bobby Rossi was in there.
Right. Because that's the thing. He walked in and said, we got a meeting tomorrow. And I said, do I need to be there? He said, no. So whatever y'all learned, I did not. I'm assuming it was stuff that I already knew.
Hey, if you're looking, maybe driving down Main Street this afternoon or tonight, I can tell you this. The ballpark's going to be dark.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, but Wahoos up in Birmingham taking on the Barons. They're the top leader of the North Division of the Southern Baseball League. Mm. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Big team. But they will throw out that first. They play their games. They start their games at 7 o'clock, unlike we start ours at 6:05.
Right.
But Wahoos in action tonight against Birmingham. We'll have those numbers for you tomorrow.
Excellent. Also here, just a couple state headlines for you really quickly. Lee County Commissioners passing a resolution that's urging voters to turn down Amendment 4. Now, why this is a big deal is because Amendment 4 is something that would undo the state's 6-week abortion ban, which is, of course, a very controversial thing, not just statewide, but also nationally. And apparently the reasoning some commissioners are citing is that the wording of Amendment 4 is vague and misleading. So we'll see how that turns out. Because, as I said, it's already a very – abortion's a touchy subject anyway, but especially with such a strict ban, that's a pretty controversial practice there.
It really is. We're going to get in less than 10 minutes. Austin and I will get into the FSU game last night.
Yeah. Not much to get into.
Can we use the word disappointed?
Yes, we can.
Okay. But also, on the lighter side of things, now, they play again Memphis the 14th.
Right.
They've got the week because they played their game.
A much-needed bye week this upcoming
exactly
Saturday.
Exactly right. But I will tell you this. You'll get free FSU tickets. Not to the 14th game, I don't believe. I think they're in Memphis. Are they playing that at home?
No, they host Memphis, yes.
Tickets going out. News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we'll see.
Listen and win.
We'll see how many we give out. Well, that's the thing. And I'm assuming that would start either later this week or the week leading up to Memphis.
Probably the week, next week.
Yes, but just know that we're not giving them away today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Still go, no.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. After President Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to work harder at coming to a ceasefire deal with Hamas following the execution of six hostages in Gaza, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has been very clear about where negotiations stand.
Make no mistake about it, Hamas leaders are going to pay for these crimes. And he and his team, for sure, will keep working around the clock to get this hostage deal done.
Netanyahu is pushing back on the president, saying there should be more pressure on the terror group. On the first day of classes, anti-Israel protest at Columbia University. Fox's Alexis McAdams is in New York.
The university here, the Ivy League school, promised those parents and Jewish students they were going to make big changes. But on day one, that didn't happen. And Jewish students tell me they don't feel safe still.
Two demonstrators have been arrested so far. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. After VP and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris used her campaign appearance in Pittsburgh yesterday to call for U.S. Steel to remain a U.S.-owned and operated company, Nippon Steel says it remains confident their planned acquisition of the steelmaker is the best option for workers and American-made product. The Japanese steelmaker agreed to buy U.S. Steel in December in a $14.9 billion deal. On Wall Street, stocks were much lower following a sell-off. The Dow fell 626 points, the S&P 500 dropped 119, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by more than 3.2%, losing 577 points. Another sign the consumer is slowing, it comes from alcoholic beverage maker Constellation Brands, which is issuing a profit warning for next year. The owner of brands like Robert Mondavi Wine and Corona Beer is saying its outlook for its wine and spirits business is low. That's your.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board of Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. After losing to Georgia Tech, Florida State needed to bounce back against Boston College, but failed to do so. One thing that stood out to me was when Florida State, only trailing by 8 points to open up the second half, elected to go for it on 4th and 5 at their own 47. The Seminoles should have punted, and the decision to go for it was one marinated in panic and ended the game after DJ Uiagalelei threw an interception on the failed 4th down and 10. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please hide me, I run to the rock.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Yeah.
Arriba!
Yeah, I don't know. I look at a song, I'm like, if it doesn't have swearing, we'll play it. All right, just fast forward 35.
You're a man of your word.
Well, yeah, we are very, very diverse here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by White Sands Electric. White Sands Electric provides comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast. They've been doing so since 1997. They do have free estimates available. You can learn more at whitesandselectric.com. All righty, looking at the roads here. Don't appear to have too much going on that we haven't already touched on, and a lot of what is happening here appears to be to the same usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point still has some minor backups, and same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. Then it's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming from downtown Milton and heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's mid-80s here, around 85 degrees. Decent skies, had some rainfall earlier. Those chances are going to linger into your Tuesday night, about 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 76. And tomorrow is going to be very similar, 60% chance of thunderstorms throughout today with a high of 87 and a low of 75.
Okay, we talked about being disappointed over the Seminoles game.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't have to walk out in the masses from Doak Campbell last evening. It was a game, yeah, you heard it on News Radio 92.3. The Noles remain winless, 0-2, dropping an ACC conference game to Boston College in front of a national audience, 28-13. Next Noles game, Memphis, Saturday the 14th, kickoff 9 a.m. It's a morning game.
11 a.m., you mean?
9 a.m., it says.
Well,
I wonder if they gave that to me in Pacific time.
I was about to say, because I'm almost positive it's 11 a.m.
Yeah, they. You're probably right. I'm just saying. Well, they probably fed this to me because I got this from the public information guy down in Tallahassee, and he said kickoff 9 a.m. on News Radio 92.3.
Okay.
Well, I said I'll buy it. Go ahead.
Either way,
we at least have about 10 days or so to fix it.
We can iron out these details, just like we did with the UWF stuff.
we totally wrecked that one for days.
All right, so Florida State, yeah, of course, they hosted Boston College. And really, if you watched the game or listened to it on News Radio 92.3 last night, you probably noticed that it was the same issues they had against Georgia Tech. They completely let the Eagles control the flow of the game from start to finish, got out to a 14-0 lead. Florida State just never dug itself out of, and the final was 28-13. Boston College actually had mercy. They could have made it 35-13. And you know what's funny, Chris? I think I said it on here. I had Florida State winning the game 35-13. They were just 4 yards away, I believe, from losing it 35-13.
You know, you're a smart sports guy, and
thank you.
That's one thing that I wanted to get your take, but I did want to ask you this today.
Yeah, what's up?
This is the first time, because we've been in separate studios all day today. This is when
yes, we have.
Get in here, I haven't had a chance to really chat with you, but what's the story on DJ? He's going to be around?
I don't know. There were chants last night saying, we want Brock.
Oh,
and
I heard them.
People were saying that on social media even before last night. I don't know why you're so eager to have Brock. He's not a great QB himself.
Frustration, maybe?
Yeah, because I think the point is we clearly have nothing to lose, right. So why not try another QB?
Right.
But it wasn't, once again, Terrence A. Gross said this last week after the Georgia Tech loss, and I'll say it now. It is a team effort to lose that way. You are getting decimated offensively, defensively. The line play is a disaster. DJ would throw to wide open guys, and yes, some of his throws were poor, but sometimes it would hit like number 84, Morlock, a tight end. I think he was targeted 5 times, no catches, and I don't know if that ever changed throughout the game, but it was ridiculous. There were some that hit him right in the hands, and he just didn't reel him in. This is a team issue head to toe. This is not all on DJ.
Is it coaching?
I think Norvell's a good coach. Yeah. I think he had a great season, and there is a difference between good and great.
Right.
Some people are calling for his head, just like they're calling for DJ's. I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't either.
And the true conversation regarding what Florida State's issue is just so ridiculous, because you've got the critics who are making fun of them for last year, and there's actually a lot of Tennessee fans who are making fun of them for last baseball season. There's that, too. Just people clowning them, and then the Florida State fans just want to blow it all up and hide in their cave. No, there's no actual discussion on where does this team have issues and how can we fix them.
Okay, let me put you in this kind of mode about the season. 0-2 ACC conference, can they come back?
No.
It's a pretty big road.
Realistically.
It's a pretty big road to climb.
Realistically, you're getting beat up by Boston College. How are you beating Clemson? How are you beating Miami on the road? How are you beating North Carolina? How are you beating Notre Dame on the road? How are you doing that?
It's interesting. DJ started at Clemson, went to, I think it was Oregon State.
Yep.
And then FSU.
Right.
Why couldn't he stay anywhere?
I don't know. I think he wanted to really break out somewhere, and it just didn't happen. And as I said, he's a good QB, but he's now playing for another team that has a great standard, and that it's just not enough. I will say, Florida State, fun fact for you, they have to have one of the biggest drop-offs ever between two AP polls. So the preseason poll had them ranked 10th. We just got the first altered AP poll of the season tonight, or this afternoon, excuse me. Florida State went from top 10 to not even having a single AP vote. So not only are they not ranked, there's not one voter out there who gave them even a pity vote. Everyone's just like, hey, Florida State's just not that good of a team.
Well, that isn't good, is it? Okay, let's go ahead and attack UWF. Why not?
Yes. Now, I will say UWF, they look like they've got it pretty good. McKendry hasn't had a winning season in several years. UWF went 8-4 last year, and some of their losses, I would say, were pretty excusable. They went 8-3 in the regular season, lost to FAMU, who's a good D1 school, and then they lost to who was it? It was Valdosta State, who, of course, is a powerful program in the Gulf South. So UWF, especially with Caleb Nobles now having more time under his belt to build this team in his image, UWF should take care of business Thursday night. We will, we believe, start that coverage at around 5:45 on Thursday here on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, you know your sports stuff. That's why I went to you. Just let me know what's going on here. Talking about sports and about the the top five, AP 25, top 25's out.
Yes.
And I'm going to touch on this just quickly. So if you have a comment about some of these teams, go ahead and roll it off for me. Georgia, of course, previous week, they're number one.
Should be.
Ohio State stayed at number two. Texas actually dropped. They went from 4-3. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Texas was fourth. Now they're in third position.
We'll get to the team that dropped in a minute.
Yes, yeah. Oregon was in third place. They're now in fourth place. Notre Dame went up. Jeff Wayne's pretty happy about
Oregon dropped to 7.
They did. What are you looking at the AP Top 25?
Yes, this is today's AP Top 25 poll. What?
Same thing. It's just like Oregon.
Oregon fourth? Nah, Oregon dropped to 7th. Because that's the thing. And I've got it right here. It says Alabama's number 4, Notre Dame 5, Ole Miss 6. Oregon dropped 4 spots to number 7, and the reason why is because they struggled with the Idaho Vandals. Here's the deal, Buster. I don't care how rusty you are. I don't care that it's your first game of the season. You're struggling with Idaho, and you're supposed to be a title contender. You make me sick.
I laugh in your face.
Yeah, exactly. But either way, whatever. Before I get on a soapbox, it's almost 4:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. It's the same as it's been so far this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We did have an accident report on Brent Lane. This was just west of I-110, and we do have backups on Brent if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And then, man, Highway 90 over in Milton's looking brutal. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, we've got some issues developing there. But then you're going to see them as you continue westbound towards Glover Lane. And now traveling eastbound towards Glover coming from Avalon Boulevard is brutal as well. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight, 40% chance of storms. Tomorrow is going to be a 60% chance with a high of 87 and a low of 75.
446, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. We mentioned this, but the hurricane center, let me kind of put this in kind of perspective for you. We're watching a couple of storms. I will tell you, none affecting Pensacola, so that's the good thing here.
Great news.
But the National Hurricane Center forecaster saying tropical disturbances has been in the makes now for days, located over the Eastern Caribbean. Seems like we got some movement now. That system is tracking west. Environmental conditions are forecast for the disturbance to become more favorable for development when it reaches the Western Caribbean Sea and southwest Gulf of Mexico later this week. I mentioned it to you a couple of days ago about the INVEST systems a couple of months ago, month and a half ago, that were tracking on the Western Caribbean side down, crosses over the Yucatan, goes into the Bay of Campeche, and then jumps into the Gulf, and then makes landfall in East Mexico. Well, that's exactly what this system is tracking to do. Right. It is just look for the system to track over the Yucatan into the Bay of Campeche, eventually making that landfall. And they're not even saying South Texas is high. It's pretty much East Mexico for this storm. No problems with our weather at all.
Well, and while you're talking about tropics and stuff, those aren't the only environmental conditions giving us trouble. Over in the western U.S., we've been dealing with a heat wave that's coming in from there, but also a state of emergency being declared for part of L.A. County, where a slow-moving landslide is taking out whole neighborhoods. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency today. It's designed to free up more state resources for residents in Rancho Palos Verdes. In recent days, more residents in that hillside community have seen their electricity shut off as their homes slowly slide towards the ocean. Scientists say the massive slide is natural and much too large to stop.
Get this. For 89 years, the Pensacola Interstate Fair has created the amazing fair-going experience around the area. Listen, I started when this fair used to be over on Fairfield Drive. That's where it was located, where there's the Escambia County Complex off of Fairfield,
right
behind Town and Country Plaza. That was the fairgrounds for many, many years. Then they moved it out to its present location. Fair officials saying it is the biggest and longest running ag and entertainment tradition. Cat Country 98.7's Big Lip Sync Battle takes place on Thursday night of the I think that's the opening night.
Thursday, I believe so, yeah.
Yep. Then you can check out country music star Aaron Tippin, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. And the White Tie Rock Ensemble, just a few of the entertainment there at the fair. I go for the ag building myself. I mentioned that to you. And I also go for the cotton candy.
Yes.
I love fair cotton candy.
Yeah, you can see.
In the building, there's a building. There's a crafts building. When you go in and out, the main thing. Right. And they always have these people there hanging up that cotton candy. How can you walk past that?
And yeah,
no way.
You're going to see Chris with a prized Porker award in one hand and a cone of cotton candy in the other.
All that junk on your face with all that, you know, the purple and the pink and all. Oh, it's great.
No, it's messy,
man. The fair's coming.
All righty. Lastly here, before we take a quick break, Escambia County Fire Rescue Chief Mark Clark has passed away. We touched on this yesterday, I believe. According to ECFR, Clark passed away on Saturday. He was surrounded by family and friends as well as his fellow firefighter brothers and sisters. Clark served as a firefighter for 34 years. Just wanted to pay some respects there. Just about 4:50. We'll take about a 90-second break, and when we return, we'll give you a final rundown of everything happening in your world today here on Pensacola Right Now, Hour 1 edition, 4 o'clock edition on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at getheartchecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow at 9. On the Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll be discussing the Atlas X Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, Atlas Beverage Class, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, along with Jackson's Cooking Class and Angelina's Supper Club. That's all tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:51 here. Got a few minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with stocks, of course. We always touch on those every hour. Wall Street is closing sharply lower to start September. Stocks slid in a broad sell-off after weak manufacturing data reignited fears of an economic slowdown. All three major averages fell sharply, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down more than 3% for the session. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 626 points to 4936. The S&P 500 dropped 119 points to 5528. And the NASDAQ plunged 577 points to 17136. I'm not much of a stock expert, but yeah, that sounds sounds pretty drastic. What?
It is drastic.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, see, you don't deal in finances, but you at least understand it. And it is drastic.
Lower numbers are bad, right?
Let me tell you, this just busting here a second ago, just crossing the wire just minutes ago. The U.S. Department of Justice unsealed criminal charges against Hamas leaders of the brutal terrorist organization over the terrorist atrocities of October 7th. The massacre, of course, in Israel. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in NYC includes charges of conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, resulting in death. And they continue to dismantle Columbia University. Where's the law?
Right.
Where is the law?
Well, and that's the thing. I think because we've mentioned it before, especially the Ivy League schools, whenever they touch on the whole protest situation getting out of control, they always stress, we endorse free speech. And it's like, okay, it's one thing to speak freely. It's another thing to break the law. It's another thing to be somewhere you shouldn't be. And that's kind of what Florida has said. Some Floridian universities have had some protests take place, and they're just like, yeah, we're not putting up with that. And yeah, Columbia should probably rip a page out of that book. Speaking of Gaza, though, or Hamas, hundreds of people gathered in Northern California Sunday to remember six hostages killed by Hamas before their bodies were recovered in the tunnels under Gaza. The synagogue at Congregation Beth Israel in Berkeley was filled with tears and prayer. One of the hostages, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, is special to the community. Hirsch was kidnapped at a music festival in Israel on October 7th. Family friends describe him as a sweet, pure soul. The one-year anniversary of the October 7th attack on Israel is, of course, approaching, and Israel's prime minister is facing increasing pressure for a ceasefire agreement.
I will tell you this. As a parent, father, good guy to two boys,
right?
I was watching a lot of the comments. They were on the campus of Columbia University today, asking students, and a lot of the Jewish students were commenting on what was going on, how bad this is, all terrible and all. I have to ask, why in the hell is your parents sending you there then? Hmm. Why are you going through this? If you wanted education, go somewhere where it's safe.
I don't know.
You know?
I mean,
it only hurts when you take away the money.
As you said, as a parent, that may be a fair question.
It is a fair question, because I would not want my kids being on any campus like that. Let me tell you, I grew up in my college days. We're in the early 70s, and yeah, we had our riots and things like that.
that was a prime counterculture era.
Yeah, but I will tell you this: I've never seen anything like what I'm seeing now, and the disrespect. That's it in a nutshell. The disrespect for our laws by these people coming on these campuses and nobody stopping them. I would like to ask these people, whose payroll are you on?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. You're not the first person to hint at that.
It's not rocket science.
Right. 4:55. Look at me getting ahead of myself here. 4:55. One last quick check of the roads and weather here for hour one of Pensacola right now. Let's see. It's just a bit more of the same. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also got some issues on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. And then the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. That entire area is just looking disastrous right now. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. And Highway 90 going both ways. If you're traveling westbound coming from downtown Milton and approaching Glover Lane, or eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 76 tonight, about a 40% chance of showers. And tomorrow is going to be a high of 87 and a low of 75. And your Wednesday is going to have about a 60% chance.
Boy, you captured that, didn't you?
Yeah, look at me.
Okay, listen, Phil, it's my duty to pass this on to you, especially if you're an owner of select Ford and Lincoln SUVs. You got a problem today. A recall of over 90,000 vehicles underway. Ford says there's a potential fire risk. This affects the 2021-2022 Ford Bronco, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, Ford F-150, Lincoln Aviator, and Lincoln Nautilus vehicles. All recalled SUVs and pickup trucks feature a 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano EcoBoost engine. I know I mentioned that to you on Monday, but I'm still getting a lot of folks still asking about that. So I thought I would advance it and do a follow-up story for you.
No, absolutely. Also, we've got speaking of a follow-up, we've got hotel workers striking, of course. That's been a thing for a little while. They're threatening to expand their strike after their union and hotel companies failed to reach a contract deal. Around 10,000 people hit the picket lines in places like San Francisco, Seattle, Boston during the long Labor Day holiday. The workers are demanding better pay and benefits. That's what I would expect for a strike amongst workers here. I mean,
that's
come on.
Normal menu item.
Yeah, those are best sellers.
Hey, if you want to retire in Florida, it's a great place to live. You sure. Know that. Well, 5 Florida cities are now ranked in the top 10, and 2 of them came in as number 1 and 2 in the U.S. best cities to retire in.
Wow, really?
I'm gonna roll them off for you here, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Number 1, Orlando. Number 2, Miami. Now, I question number 2.
Well, it's a big...
But we'll go with it.
Big tourist attraction.
We'll roll with it.
A lot of sports.
We'll roll with it.
Climate, I guess.
Minneapolis, number 3. I love Minneapolis. I was based up there. And they got it's a great media. I was with the Timberwolves up there. So, yeah, Minneapolis, number 3. Number 4, Tampa. Number 5, Fort Lauderdale. Number 6, Scottsdale, Arizona. Number 7, Cincinnati, Ohio. Number 8, St. Petersburg, Florida. Number 9, Casper, Wyoming. I've been there. I'm not quite sure.
You don't get the hype, huh?
Quite sure how it ranks as one of the top 10, but number 10 coming in, Atlanta, Georgia. Want to know the worst? I might as well both sides of the fence here.
Sure.
If you want to find out the worst cities that you don't want to live in, well, you might want to, but here they are. Fontana, California, Wichita, Kansas, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Fresno, California, Detroit, Michigan, Newark, New Jersey, Bakersfield, California, Rancho Cucamonga, California. Now, that's an interesting little town.
I've heard of that.
Oh, I've been there. It's an interesting little town. Stockton, California, San Bernardino, California. There, you notice how many California cities.
Yeah, there. Those are all the worst spots, huh? I will say.
I wonder why. They got Gavin Newsom running that place.
You talking about the Florida, how well-received it is. Florida's the most fun state to live in as well. That's a new study from Wallet Hub, ranking all 50 states. Yay. Across more than 2 dozen key indicators. Researchers determined that the Sunshine State took the national lead because of its number of restaurants, amusement parks, and music festivals per capita. California took the number 2 spot. Wouldn't you know it? Well, West Virginia was the state that came in last place. How about that?
Well, it makes sense. Absolutely makes a lot of sense. If you were expecting conditions to improve for bands on the beach tonight, Shenanigans, by the way, 7 o'clock on the Casino Beach stage,
right.
About 2 hours from right now, go ahead. Weather's improving, and I think we're going to get it in with no problem of any precip out on the island. So I'm excited. Ready to go. No, I'm not going to take Baxter, Missy, or Maggie Mae. I'll leave my dogs at home.
And don't take any glass either.
And that's exactly right. But I'm ready. Bands on the beach tonight starting at 7 o'clock.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.